Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 110, season 5. Today's date is March 8th, 2022. And thank you for joining me on this special episode. Today, I will talk about the Adventureland Amusement Park in Addison, Illinois. And this was like Riverview Park, one of the biggest ones they had in Chicago at that time. And I'll discuss the history, the rides, also why it closed. And also, I created a video of the amusement park. I did that a couple of days ago. So we'll discuss that as well. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. This program is brought to you by the Trouble board game, and it's from Koner, and it's with the Pop-O-Matic. A lot of people remembered it from the 70s and 80s. It was a great game, great board game. They still sell it. If you could find it on Amazon or eBay, any store, any toy store, you would find it. Okay, so here's a commercial for the Trouble board game from 1970. Enjoy, everybody.
Have you got trouble? Wait, don't run. This kind of trouble is lots of fun. Pop-O-Matic pops the dice, pop the six, and you move twice. Race your men around the track and try to send the others back. That's Pop-O-Matic trouble. The game is fun for dad and mother, and sis can trouble her mean old brother. Trouble, trouble, that's the name of Koner's Pop-O-Matic game. The most exciting chase game that makes trouble fun for everyone. Get Koner's Pop-O-Matic game. Trouble, that's the name.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Alrighty, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Trouble, the board game. I'll give you a brief history about that board game. It was released in 1965 by the Koner brothers, and that's a toy company. And it was just a simple game. You need 2 to 4 players, and you had color pegs. And then when you make your first move, you just press the dice that's under the dome, and it makes that sound like that. It's kind of cool, you know. And then let's say, for example, you hit 3, you move your peg 3, and then you have to reach to the top, and there was like a straight, so you have to get all your color pegs and to reach in right at where the dome is. So if you're red, you have to get all the red pegs up there, or you're blue, you know, and whoever reaches, gets all 4 pegs lined up like that, you're the winner. I love this board game. Like I said, it was released in 1965. I got this for Christmas in the early 70s when I lived in the Roseland neighborhood. And I think my mother bought it probably at Gately's People Store in the basement. They had the toy department. I think it's there, you know. I'm not sure. But I played with my two brothers, and we had a lot of fun. I still, you know, had an urge to play it again, you know, after all this time. But they still make it. I also got another game called Headache. And that was similar to that, but it was cone. The pegs were cone-shaped, and I think they had 2 dice. Or dice, 2 dice. Yeah, one was colored. I think one had the number and one had the color cone. So it's been a while about that one. And they're very two popular games coming from that company, from the Koner brothers. But now, it was acquired by Milton Bradley, as most board games, and now it's part of Hasbro. So still, like I said in the beginning of the program, it's still on the market. You can buy it at any toy store or store, you know, Walmart, maybe they have it. Or you can order on Amazon or find it on eBay. I rather have the classic. I think it's changed, but I rather have the classic board game. So that'd be kind of nice. Anyway, right now we're going back to the topic of me discussing the Adventureland Amusement Park. And that was located in Addison, Illinois. And I created a video of that. I posted it on my social media accounts on early Monday morning. Yesterday, I put it on Twitter, Facebook, on Reddit, and also on my blog. You can find that on vanishingchicagoland.blog. Also on my YouTube channel under my name. I have two YouTube channels. One is my name, Pete Costanz. The other one is Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, which I put when I upload my podcast episodes. So this episode will be on that one. And this what I'm going to discuss about Adventureland. Okay. So I always ask myself why I did this. I created a video of Riverview Park about a couple years ago. Yeah, about a couple years, 2019, I think. And people loved it. You know, it was a big amusement park at then. You know, it was there for over 60 years. The park was in business, and it was a shame that closed. But Adventureland only lasted about not long, 16 years, 17 years. First, it was called something else. I'll get into that in a moment. And someone sent me an email or comment asking, "Have you been to Adventureland?" And I said, "No. I've never been there. I've never been to Riverview Park because when it closed in 1967, I was 3 years old and my parents never heard of this place. So it was on the north side other than the south side. I wish I went. I really wish I would have gone. But eventually, I never went. Besides, my parents didn't drive and that was out in the suburbs. I live in the city, so that was hard. But I remember the advertisements from the newspapers and I think on WLSAM radio. Chicago. I remember that. Yeah. And at the time, it was a big park when Riverview closed. It really was. And someone asked me also, if I went there, I said no. But the first real amusement park I went to was Great America, which was Marriott's at the time, now it's Six Flags. And I went there in 1979, 1980, yeah, something around there. I was in high school. I went with some friends. And I rode the Demon roller coaster for the first time. And it was called Turn of the Century first. That was first started in 1976. And that was the first time I rode a roller coaster. I was very nervous, but I liked it. There was a girl next to me. She held my hand. Thank God. That was nice. But she put my mind at ease. You know, I had like, I almost closed my eyes when I went on a DM, but you know, I had them open, but I wear glasses. I've been wearing glasses since I was second grade, took them off, put them in a holder. So I didn't really see, it was a blur, but at least I had my eyes open, but it was fun. I liked that. I think I went twice. So, that year, second time I went on the Demon was, in the late 90s at my company. They had like an outing and I rode that and I did the same thing. Took my glasses off. Luckily somebody held my hand. You know, I get a little nervous like that, but I did fine. So I went on the roller coasters twice in my life. Well, the first time in the 70s, I went twice on that, but I visited the park twice. So that was fun. I haven't been since. You know, we'll see. Okay. Right now, I will talk about Adventureland, and I will talk about its history. So it had a very interesting beginning. So it was an amusement park. It ran from 1961 to 1977. It was located on northwest corner of Medina Road and Lake Street. And it was not called Addison at the time. It was called Medina. And it was unincorporated. And, excuse me. Then he changed the name. I don't know when. And the address is 383 East Lake Street in Bloomingdale, Illinois. And it was Bloomingdale Township. So it was Addison or it's Bloomingdale. You know, it's kind of contradictory in a way. And the location right now is the Scottish Rite Valley of Chicago. That occupies most of the site. But you do find remains of the park around that property. You know, if you ever go to visit, you know, and do like a search, you would see that. Sounds very interesting, you know. Anyway, first of all, it was called Storybook Park, and it was also known as Paul's Grove. And that was, the owner was, his name was Paul Werner. And it had 24 acres with two buildings. So it was, one building had the restaurant and a tavern. The other had like a hall, you know, for dancing. They had banquets. Kind of fun. Kind of nice. Okay. And then it was purchased by a couple, by John and Marie Spizio. And they managed the park in until 1958. And then they changed it to Storybook Park. Before that, it was Paul's Grove, owned by Paul Werner. Just get that clarified. And it wasn't an amusement park, really. It was like a park. It looked like something out of fairy tales, you know, like a Mother Goose. You know, they had all kinds of attractions, and they had, you bring your young kids there, and you have a picnic, and they had a picnic park. And so they had trouble with that, and then they changed it, and it was sold to someone else. His name was Durrell Everding in 1961. And he changed it to Adventureland Park. Adventureland in one word. He did that. So he expanded it, and it attracted more older kids and adults. And that worked. And the storybook structures, they remained there. They stayed there, and they grew up together, and they called it the Kitty Corral. Corral? Corral. So that's good to know. That's good to know. And then they changed the name from Adventureland to Adventureland, one word like that. And they had free parking, which was great. And then it took off. Became very popular, and a lot of people, and by the time they were in competition with Riverview, but Riverview closed in 1967, and then eventually it took over, and the popularity just skyrocketed. So a lot of people went there, and people loved it. They really did. And they had events there. There was rock groups, local rock groups, you know, like the Crying Shanes, Elita Haynes and Jeremiah. They sang the famous song Lakeshore Drive. Oh, I love that song. And also, I think Dick Biondi was there, and he was broadcasting. And a few disc jockeys were there. They had shows and all that. It's kind of cool. And let's see. So it went for until 1977, and then they started busing kids from the city in Chicago, and that caused a kind of disturbance and kind of, you know, racial problems, and people were just, it was terrible like that, and there was tension, so, you know, that exists to this day, it's unfortunately. And so that lasted until 1977. So that's a shame. So I will. So one of the attractions, there was the old woman who lived in a shoe. It was like a big giant shoe, you know, like according to the fairy tale. If you remember the fairy tale, and she had all those kids in the shoe, you can see that at the Green Valley Golf Range in Hanover Park. And it's a miniature golf course. You can go see, and it's still there. I like to see that. That's kind of fun. Okay. And right now I will discuss the rides that were there. But first, I will talk about The attractions that were at Storybook Park at first. Okay, so there was Cinderella's Coach, Circus Express, Candy Cane Train. That sounds like fun. Prince Charming's Castle. They had the Dollhouse, the Firehouse, Humpty Dumpty. I remember I posted a postcard and it showed Humpty Dumpty, and I posted it on my Van Chicagoland page. And look, you know, he's sitting on the wall. He's just sitting there. He didn't fall and break, you know. So it was kind of nice. And the Lollipop Train, the Old Woman in the Shoe, I mentioned that previously. Peter Pumpkin Eater, Wendy Wilbur, and the Hungry Tiger. And I found another postcard of Hungry Tiger. And I posted that as well a while back. Okay. And the other rides was... The Adventureland Express Miniature Railroad, the Italian Bobs, Super Italian Bobs. Now, these were like the Bobs of the roller coasters in Riverview. They were similar like that. I don't know the whole. I don't know why they're called Italian. No clue. I don't know. Somebody must know. So it's kind of fun. Everything, you know, it sounds like a recipe, you know, Italian recipe. But they were called Italian Bobs, Super Italian Bobs. And a lot of people like that ride, and I don't know if it was better than the original, like the other Bobs at Riverview. We'll see about that. I don't know. Also, they had a kiddie roller coaster, hydraulic parachutes, scrambler, the torpedo tubs, Western Roundup, Italian super bumper cars. Oh, I love bumper cars. Helicopters, the giant whip. Oh. The octopus, I remember seeing the octopus. I like the caterpillar, which is just like the one in Riverview. Some of the rides were just like at Riverview in a way, but I don't know if some of the rides from Riverview went to Adventureland. I don't know. No idea. They also had the Ferris wheel, fighter planes, paratroopers, electric cars, tubs of fun, Century Flyer, Rocco plane, Rolloplane, a Tilt-A-Whirl. They had that a review. Super Himalaya. I've heard about this ride. Someone told me it was a fun ride. It really does. Yo-yo swings, the Flying Bobs, two-seater go-karts, fast go-karts, the Jet Ride, Flying Zephyr. They had a carousel, you know, like the one to review, which is in Six Flags in Atlanta right now from the Riverview Park. Covered wagon, they had a fire engine, they had live animal rides, electric whale lake, and New Orleans streetcar and cable cars. Okay. And then they had kiddie rides called the 1890 Lollipop Train, the alligator boats. I saw pictures of that. The flying swans, fishing boat ride, whale paddle boats. They also had cars and motorcycles, you know, you could ride, get on it. The other attractions they had, not just rides, but they had the Hofbräu Funhouse. I don't know anything about that, but that sounds just like a funhouse. It really does. I don't know. And let's see. They had a petting zoo. This is nice. Giant slide. There's pictures of that. Treehouse slide. And they had the picnic area, snack bars, souvenir stands, concession stands. Before that, you could bring your own lunch over there at the park. But later on, they added concession stands. So you can get a hot dog, a hamburger, anything to drink, popcorn, cotton candy. They also had skee ball arcade, just like a Riverview. Game arcade, slot car racing, miniature golf, and a shooting gallery. Oh, okay. So the other day, I compiled all the photos I found, courtesy of the Bloomingdale Public Library. And from this site, it was the DR Journal Blogspot. I can't spell that. Let me say that one more time. The Digital Research Library of Illinois History Journal by Dr. Neil Gale. Thank you very much. And so I credited that. And so I compiled all the photos together, made a video. If you listen to the video that's on my YouTube channel or anywhere else, I use a montage. It's a music montage from the 1977 movie Roller Coaster. I've seen this movie at Fort City Cinema in Chicago. I remember when I went there. I remember watching it, and they make that noise when the roller coaster goes up and down, and that was kind of cool. And then it wasn't a successful movie. No, it was a disaster movie. There were a lot of disaster movies at the time, and it was shown in Sense Around. I don't know if they do that now, but it's like it's a process that makes it's just like in the movie 1974 Earthquake, and so the whole place vibrated. And I remember doing that. That was fun. I liked that. I really did. I've seen the movie twice, once at the theater and once on TV, and maybe I'll buy it again. So I don't want to give away the plot of the movie. So if you're a roller coaster fan or music park fan or movie fan, you can go see it. They had a good cast. They had George Segal, Richard Widmark, Timothy Bottoms, Henry Fonda. Yeah, that's good. And Helen Hunt was in the movie. That's one of her early roles, who played on Mad About You on the TV series. She's in that movie. And so it's a cool movie. It really is. And so that theme song from the 1977 movie is in the video. So if you could check that out, that'd be nice. And another Music Park bit the dust, which is a shame. We still have Great America, which is fine. Or if you go out of state, Disney World, of course, or you go in a lot of music parks all over the country, you know, we can still get your roller coaster fix, or, you know, take the whole family, you know, for an outing like that. One last thing I want to mention is the pricing of going to Adventureland. Now, the rides were free, but they had admission, but they charged admission over there. Not like today. Well, they do, but it's very expensive. You know, they had packages and all that. So I found one ad. And they said, oh, and you pay only one admission. And Monday through Friday, you paid $3.25. Saturday and Sunday and a holiday, it's up to $3.75. So that's about 50 cents more. And the straight, can I read that thing? Just a moment. Starlight rate after 6 o'clock. It's three. So it's discounted at $3. So that's pretty good, you know. And the parking was free. These days, I think you pay parking. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been to a theme park in a long time, so I have no idea. So, but they had, I had one photo of of Adventureland. They had all these cars lined up like that, so it was kind of nice. Okay, everyone, that'll be all for today for this episode. I discussed about the Adventure Amusement Park in Addison, Illinois. It opened in 1961, closed in 1977, and I hope you can tune into this episode. I enjoyed talking about it. And also just check out my video. It's been very popular. And thank you for the comments on YouTube and also on my social media pages. Excuse me. I had fun. It was nice. And I enjoyed talking about this particular topic. So this is Pete Costanis. I'm your host for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 110. We'll see about the next episode. It should be this weekend. I have to think of a topic. That would be episode 111. Okay. So thanks again for joining me, and everyone have a good day. And right now we have a little traveling music from Ray Rayner, and he's going to close out the show saying bye-bye for now and bye-bye for me. So long, everybody. Take care.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.